High school football season is underway around the state, and for a growing number of schools, the teams they put on the field are looking a little different. That's because more programs are competing with 8 players instead of the traditional 11 on the field.
This year, there are more than 30 schools involved in 8-player football. That's up from 21 just 3 years ago. The reduced format provides a way for smaller schools that don't have as many students going out for the team to still have a chance to compete.
Paul Micklig is the Dean of Students, Athletic Director, and Head Football Coach at Newman Catholic High School in Wausau. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on today and the opportunity to talk a little 8-man football.
Sure, yeah. What made your school decide to make that switch to the smaller squad on the field?
When it comes down to it, there's two factors, and the first one was player safety. With the numbers in our school going down to we're at an enrollment of 119, and we have a couple sports in the fall that we offer. We were the last year, 2 years ago, when we were an 11-man, we had 19 kids that we had playing in our last game. Didn't have a JV, so you couldn't develop the younger kids, and it just wasn't. We were taking some hits and hards, and guys were getting hurt all over the place. So we were trying to make sure that safety was our number one priority, and how can we get these guys safe? And that's why we did. And then that adds in with enrollment. When you have an enrollment and you only had 49 boys, and if you have 20 boys out for football and you have another 20 out for soccer, that's 40. Well, if you have that percentage, that's a pretty high percentage. So that's the two main reasons was the safety of the players, and it was added with the enrollment that we had.
And you're not the only school that's made this decision. Are you hearing similar stories at the schools you're playing against now with the 8 on the side?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I think it's going to continue to grow. I know down south, there's a league that's going to move over to 8-man by the Cross area, a little south of that. And there's some teams in the central Wisconsin area that are looking into it, the Tri-Counties, the Marion Tigertons, and teams like that. And actually, Marion Tigerton had a forfeit an 11-man game against Pittsville. So it's one of those things. And a couple teams up north, Searing is going to be going to that, Leona Wabino. So next year, there's going to be another jump with the 8-man teams.
I know another option for some sports, some schools do this. I've seen it with hockey teams, for example, is, well, if one school can't field a whole team, how about 2 or 3 schools? Is that something you consider, trying to have a cooperative arrangement with other area schools?
Yes, I mean, that was our first, we looked at 3 things, and to be honest with you, if you'd asked me 2 years ago if we were going to be playing 8-man or 2.5 years ago, I would have said no way that was going to happen, but we were just going to go through the procedure of how we were going to do it, and one of them was seeing if we could co-op. The thing with co-oping is that you need another partner to dance with, so if you don't have the correct partner to dance with, it doesn't make it easy, so you have to have somebody within range of you, or if they want to add your number to enrollment, because in football, when you start co-op and you can move up from Division 6 to Division 4 pretty quickly, so you add 120 kids, you could bypass 2 divisions, and sometimes that's not good for that school either. So there's a lot of things that go into co-oping, and you want to keep your identity a little bit, and we felt that we wanted to keep our identity and being our own team, so that's kind of the direction we went to after a couple months of going through this process.
Is 8 on a side still pretty fun football?
Oh, it's a blast. Yeah, I got an email last night from somebody, and they were showing me their picture, their young kid, and I joked. I go, man, you guys got way too many people out there. it seems like it's cluttered out there with 11 on 11, but it's definitely different. But once we are into it and we're going through the process of it, it's fun. The field is a little more narrow, so you can't get totally into space. It's about 10 yards shorter on each side, so it's 40 yards instead of 53. The field, the width of it, the length is the same. So it's definitely still packed out there with 8 guys on both sides, but it's different. I mean, it's something that you can't look for, too. It's, you can't go in there and go, give me some offense or defense with 8-man. A lot of the stuff is starting fresh and trying to put your own things in. So it's been a real refreshing to kind of, it's like almost starting coaching once again.
I don't want to get too deep into the X's and O's here, but how do the positions change? Are you cutting off a few of the linemen or the skilled players or what?
We It depends on what school. I mean, there's still people that run the wing tee. You know, the wing tee is a legendary in the state of Wisconsin. You can still run the wing tee out of that and have double tight. What we do is we spread it out. We have probably one of the better quarterbacks in the area, and we spread them out. So we can go three linemen, and then we have two skill position players to the left, two to the right, or we, you know, bring one back to the running back. So what we do is we basically get rid of the tackles, and we also get rid of a skill position player if it's a running back or a receiver, whatever you want to say. The thing that that makes us unique, I think, and we have fun with it is, you can line people up, and doesn't matter with numbers. So we're passing to everybody. Just last week, we had a touchdown to our guard, if you want to say. We'll throw to anybody and everybody. Everybody's got a catch that we have on our team that starts on the offensive line or if they're a skill position player. So we try to have fun with it and try to get any advantage that we possibly can.
Now, there are 30 teams in the state now. You expect to see more. Do you have to travel further to find teams that are the same size as yours?
Yes, I mean, right now the travel, for example, we have Gibraltar from Fish Creek coming down this Saturday for our homecoming game, and so that's the longest ride that they have. Next week we actually play down in Elkhorn, great facility. They let us use it, and we're playing a team from Champaign, Illinois. Some of our has been worse than others. Most of the time, it's not too long, but for us, it's been a little travel so far until those teams in the central Wisconsin area become eight man, and that will diminish. But right now, yeah, we have a couple few long trips, but luckily we'll make a little fun of it next week when we go down to Elkhorn, and then we'll go to the Brewers game on Sunday.
Sounds like fun, Paul. Good luck for your team this season.
Thank you guys for having me, and I appreciate it, and hopefully you guys have a great week.
You too. That's Paul Micklegg, Dean of Students, Athletic Director, and Head Football Coach at Newman Catholic High School in Wausau. He's with us to talk about the rise, more high schools fielding eight players on a side in football games instead of 11, a growing number of them around the state.